This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Well, if you're a basketball fan, you know that the men's NCAA basketball tournament is down to the Final Four, played later this week, and the women's tournament will be down to its Final Four this week as well. Think of all that's gone into those four teams getting to this place. In some instances, it came down to what you might call a lucky or an unlucky bounce, depending on your team, like when University of Central Florida came within a bounce or two of upsetting Duke. Sometimes the difference was a bad call from a referee or one little mistake from a player. But the majority of the time, the team with the most talent, the team that's most prepared, the team that's the best coached has come out the winner. Think about the coaching. You are a coach at some point. You coach someone you're training. You don't have to be an athlete. You coach your children or grandchildren in various ways. You might coach friends who need direction, or even if you work primarily alone, you coach yourself with self-talk. What can you do to be the best coach you can be? Well, preparation is key, isn't it? We have to be prepared for what's ahead. The preparation for these teams in the Final Four didn't just start this week. They didn't even know who they were playing until a few days ago. The preparation began in the weight room and in conditioning and with shooting baskets months and months ago. So look down the timeline and ask, what do I need to do today to be prepared for next week and the next week and the next month or next year? I occasionally have a nightmare. I'm sitting in front of a packed auditorium at church. The crowd is anxiously waiting. I'm looking around thinking, all these people have shown up to hear the sermon. Then with all these people waiting and with me getting ready to stand up to preach, I realize I've forgotten to prepare a sermon. In the dream, I say to myself, I sure wish I had prepared a sermon. Somebody once said, proper preparation prevents poor performance. I've always remembered that. Good coaches make sure their team is prepared. Another thing they do is they try to get the best players on the team. I mean, that's what recruiting is all about, right? They don't offer basketball scholarships solely on the basis of whether or not a kid is likable. The athlete has to be able to play the game. There are certain natural abilities and physical characteristics that go into that. I'm 5'5" tall. I knew by the time I was in sixth grade, just by looking at the height of my parents, brothers, and grandparents, that I wasn't likely going to be very tall. So I chose wrestling over basketball for my winter sport. I liked basketball and still played it for fun, but there's a reason why basketball players tend to be tall. Take some time to determine what your natural abilities are. Are you in the right place to excel? What about the team you're assembling? For a successful team, you not only have to get the right people on the bus, but you have to get them in the right place on the bus. Knowing where to put the players so they can perform their best is a huge part of coaching. But raw material certainly doesn't assure victory. Here's another thing good coaches do. They keep coaching. From the start to the finish, they are coaching, not just during a game, but long before that in the training room and then right down to the final seconds of the last game. They bring out the best in their players. I like something former University of Colorado coach Bill McCartney said. All coaching is taking a player where he can't take himself. That's good. All coaching is taking a player where he can't take himself. Great coaches seem to love what they're doing. Shows up in their attitude, which they communicate to their team. So what about you? Applying those qualities to your life might take you from good to great, from average to above average, from ordinary to extraordinary. Doing your best is the main thing. I like the way one of the most successful basketball coaches of all time put it. John Wooden, basketball coach at UCLA, said, "Success is peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction and knowing you did your best to become the best you are capable of becoming." Think about that and come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.